Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hey, Relate and Communicate family. So today I want to talk about being disabled versus being made to feel disabled. Confusing? Not really. As I've shared, I was born with a disability. Growing up with a disability, I've known I was different. I wore leg braces, had problems with mobility and dexterity, and have watched my body deteriorate at different levels before my very eyes. It was never a secret to me that I was different, and yet through the acts of modifying and adapting, I was able to grow into the woman I am today. In some ways, I quote unquote beat the odds by accomplishing things some thought I would never be able to. Graduate with a bachelor's and a master's degree, become a licensed clinical social worker, live unassisted, drive independently, overall sustain a very independent life. And let me be honest, I do believe some people in my early life probably believed I had an ability to accomplish things, but you know, they were afraid for me because they didn't have a roadmap of how life would work out for me. In some ways, I believe they were trying to protect me, not set me up for failure. As I look back on those early days, I actually thank them for giving me the challenge because, as I've shared in previous podcasts, when people said I couldn't, I usually showed them I could. Throughout it all, I've tackled life head on, adjusting and modifying to my new physical limitations as they arrived. Admittedly, this past year has been one of the toughest adjustments yet. However, through it all, family members, friends, and former coworkers never made me feel disabled or less than. When I started my podcast, I wanted to share my journey back to wholeness after this major injury, and I've shared my fears on how others might perceive me within my new physical self. Would I be off-putting to the world around me, or would I find a place in this world in my new physical self? Two questions I've tackled throughout this podcast. And my biggest fear was, and still is, that others would perceive me as less than, especially now, as I'm feeling mentally ready to get back into the workforce. I do wish my physical self was further along. However, my physical self is ready. As long as I find the position that is sedentary, allowing me to still use my brain without expending a lot of physical strength that I don't have at this point, I am ready. So this all brings me to my feelings and my thoughts today and why I'm posting this podcast today. Yesterday, I had an experience that left me feeling disabled, and I hate it because honestly, I don't know what to do with this feeling. I truly expected to wake up this morning without having any residual feelings from yesterday, but that didn't happen. Today, I woke up and soon after had tears in my eyes. After all these years, it's amazing how deep some interactions and experiences can still cut into my soul. Yesterday, when the experience was over, as I walked to my car, I wasn't sure what to feel. A part of me wanted to cry. A part of me wanted to cuss, say the hell with it all. But then a larger part of me was like, no, you know, don't give in to this power. So as I sat in my car, what felt like hours, I found myself unsure of what to do next. I had so much nervous energy in me. I knew I couldn't just go home. So I found myself going for a drive. I drove from Laguna Hills out to Corona, from Corona back to Fullerton, and eventually from Fullerton, I found my way home. For those of you unfamiliar to Southern California, I put over 100 miles on my car yesterday. And I did all that yesterday because although I had a very unsettling experience, I didn't want to get stuck in that experience. I believe had I just simply returned home, I would have been closing out all the energy of openness, all of the work that I've been doing to expand my possibilities for tomorrow. And I didn't want to get stuck in a place of feeling less than. So the fighter in me was not allowing me to do that to myself. The fighter in me forced me to drive to Corona and to Fullerton to investigate the possible settings I might find myself working in if offered an employment opportunity. The fighter in me chose to still stay open to receiving blessings, even when the child inside of me felt ashamed and insecure. By now, you're probably asking, Dee, what happened? Yesterday, I had an interview for a position to join a clinical team. I met with two partners of the clinic. Previously, or last week, I had the phone interview and or moved on so that I could do the in-person interview. Again, I try to stay as transparent as possible with people, especially in this new wave of getting back into the employment market. I explained to who I will call John for this podcast that I was on a walker and had mobility issues. During the phone interview, John stated it would be fine, you know, having a walker because of the position and that it would be no issue. However, when I came face to face with John, or when John came face to face with me yesterday, it was apparent that the package in front of him was not something or someone he expected. And you know, it hit me in a moment that some people can handle one aspect of something, i.e. the walker, but they can't handle layers of something that they don't know, i.e. my leg braces, my hand deformity, the walker. I feel all of this was just simply too much for poor old John. You know, jokingly, I thought maybe I should have sent him a picture of my hand so he could see what he was getting into. Maybe that would have eased his blow, because his look was so intrusive and so unsettling. It made me question myself and my right to be in the interview. Had it not been for his partner, for the purpose of this podcast, let's call her Judy, I really don't know how the interview would have proceeded. Judy was definitely relaxed with me and definitely received me in a different light than John. I didn't feel as if she was putting on airs, and I felt we connected during our discussion. I believe she was truly genuine. However, it was John's disposition that impacted my spirit and my soul. His looks and how he shaped the questions he asked me left me so unsettled. So let me say something here. You know, growing up with a disability, I have developed thick skin over the years, and I do pride myself on always checking myself. I ask myself sometimes, am I reading too much into the situation? Did that person really mean it this way? Should I have said this to him? Maybe I should have explained it that way. And while I was going through my experience yesterday, I was doing my internal check. Because I never want to be seen as or accused of being overly sensitive. And overly sensitive. Something persons with disabilities are frequently accused of being. Even while I was in my car driving throughout the day, I continued reassessing things. And in the middle of all my checking myself, I actually became annoyed and upset that I had to be the person to check myself. Why is it I have to work to be seen as normal and constantly be in a place in which I have to have a checks and balance for situations? And why does it feel that if I don't check myself, I'll be at fault because I would have been overly sensitive? And what's even crazier about all of this is that I am usually the one who works to make others feel comfortable around me. I'm the one that tells people to leave the taboos at the door. Ask what you want to ask. Say what you want to say, because this is what you're going to get. And I'm cool with me. I really am cool with me. Back in the day, I was actually accused of not liking myself because my friends didn't look anything like me, i.e. they didn't have a disability. And I remember feeling offended by that because I felt like the person in front of me was basically saying, who do you think you are? And how are all your friends quote unquote normal? What the hell is normal anyway? That is freaking ridiculous. Anyway, I digress. The last time I had an experience leaving me feeling disabled was like 5 years ago. And the underlying feeling both then and now is vulnerability. I feel so vulnerable. I feel exposed, unprotected, and fearful. And yesterday, I held on to those emotions for approximately 5 hours. And when I broke, I didn't even expect to break. I simply called one of my friends to give her some information. And in the course of that conversation, she asked about the interview. And that's when the tears came, because it was like a hard place to be in. to say those words, I felt disabled today. Today, I saw in his eyes that I was a disabled person. Even right now, it's really hard to say those words. And it was hard to cry yesterday, and can't believe I'm crying right now. But it was actually good to cry too, because when I cried, I did feel some relief, and I had some release. And you know what? Before the conversation ended, she said two things. One, I hope you're offered the position. And two, I hope you take it so John can see how amazing you are. That made me smile. And when I shared this experience with one of my best friends, you know, she said, you know, you're not the poster child for disability or for disabled people, and you have the right to be angry. It's okay. However, maybe it's your placement in that agency that is needed. So John can truly understand that just because he doesn't understand the package in front of him doesn't mean that he has to X that person out before they even start. So I don't know what I'm going to do. At any rate, we'll see what happens. And as always, if anything does happen, I'll keep you all updated. So I guess I'll leave you with the following. Family, don't judge a book by its cover. Keep in mind, just because a book is worn does not mean it's outdated. And for any who have ever felt less than, let's remember the words of our former First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.